Hashem.
All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up in Perek Yud Aleph, page Kuf Chof Dalid in the red edition. Hine klal inyan agayva huzeh. So now remember, the Mechaber is talking about gaiva, arrogance. So what's gaiva? Sha'adam machshiv atzmo ba'atzmo. This is a good lashon. That a person is machshiv himself in himself. If you look at footnote 236, machshiv atzmo be'atzmo, miyachis chashivus la'atzmo, mitzad atzmo. He goes in and attributes an importance to himself as a result of himself, meaning that literally a person goes ahead and really feels that he is a chashiv, an important entity. Obil vavo, yedame kilo na'avo sihilo. And again, he feels that for himself, it is appropriate to praise himself, that he deserves praise. Va'omnam, zeyochol limoshech misvaros rabos mischafos. Now, what the Mechaber explains is that gaiva can come as a result of many different things. Kieshmi, shiyachshu atzmo bal sechol. There are some people who feel that they're very intelligent. Yeshmi shemachshu atzmo no'e. And other people who feel that they're very pleasant or very, very good looking. Other people who feel that they're deserving of kavod. Some feel that they're great. And others feel that ultimately, again, they're a great chacham. Kol echad min hadvarim hatovim sheba'olam. Im yachshov ha'adam sheyeshno bo. So the klal is that if a person is convinced that he possesses incredibly good traits, then at the end of the day, a person is in danger of falling into the pit of gaiva. Because after a person establishes for himself that he is choshev and that he's fit to be praised, Lo siya tolada hayotis min amachshava azos achas bilvad, ela tolados rabos umishunos teitzena mimena, vafilo hefechios nimtsa bohen, vinolados misiba achas ushtein ledavar echad miskatnos. So the Mechaber says, the concern over here is that once a person again feels that he's exceptionally good, or he's exceptionally special, or that for whatever reason, again, he's in possession of incredibly good midos, just as the Mechaber understand, that sets a person up for the potential danger of gaiva. Hine, yimatze geya echad sheyachshov b'libo. For example, you could have an arrogant person who thinks to himself in his heart, shekevan shu ra'i l'sihila v'hu miyuchad v'rashu ma'aloso, that since a person feels that he's fit to be praised, and he is unique in his standing, kefi machshavto, in accordance with his own thoughts, ro'i lo gamkin, So remember, what ends up happening is, if a person thinks that they're unique and they're special and they're very important, so ultimately a person will feel compelled to behave in that way as well. And a person will say, fine, but kovid rav, person will feel, you know what, I have to conduct, look at me, I'm important, I have to conduct myself with incredible kovid. Peish kuf chaf hey, bein belechto, bein beshifto, bein bekumo, bidiburo ubechoma asof, right? Again, whether a person ultimately, when he's walking, when he's sitting, when he's standing, when he's speaking, in all of his actions, lo yelech ella benachas godol. A person will walk, of course, with a great nachas, right? Benachas literally means very slowly. This idea was supposed to be representative, ultimately, again, of gaiva, akevo bitzad gudolo. Ultimately, again, his big toe, ultimately by his heel. That's how they used to walk, b'derech gaiva. He says, lo yeshev aprakton, a person will sit, ultimately, again, only reclining. Lo yakum ela ma'at ma'at kinechosh, person will get up very slowly like a snake. Lo yedaber imakol, a person will not go ahead and speak with everybody. Ela nichpadei ha'am, but only with important people. And a person will only speak in very short sentences. Ultimately, again, like those ma'amari hatrafim, he says in footnote 247, means demus shemedaber bimechashfus v'nira shemedaber rak milim mu'atos. Okay, so apparently, again, baligayva, sorcerers, only used to speak in very short sentences. V'choshar masav v'tnuosav v'pulosav, and a person will conduct himself with his actions, ma'cholu mishtav, with his eating, his drinking, b'mabushav, with his clothing, b'chol durachav, in all of his ways, yisnaig b'kvedus gadol, ki'ilu kol b'sara oferes, v'chol atzamav, even ochol. Person will go ahead and conduct himself in this way, kvedus gadol, with great heaviness, as if ultimately, again, his entire body is lead, his atzamav, his bones are made of stone, ochol. We'll say the idea over here is that once a person begins to think of himself in a certain way, he will begin to act in a certain way as well. And this is, of course, in a negative fashion. And there could be another person who is arrogant and begins to think to himself, that since he's deserving of praise and possesses all of these wonderful traits, this is a very important yisod. He says, what happens? Person thinks that he's so important that Tzar Shia Margiz Ha'aretz. Margiz Ha'aretz literally means, if you look at 248, the footnote, Mavchinu Mavila Sabrios. Everybody should quake in front of him. V'shakol Yir Ashu Mipano. And everyone literally, again, should go ahead and shake in front of him. I will say, now, what this means is, you can have another Baal Gaiva. You know, there's a statement in Chazal that a person should always think, Kala Olam Nivra Bishvili. The world was created for me. So understand, the world was created for me. It does not mean that the world is, or humanity for that matter, is here at your service. What it means is, it's a statement of responsibility. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here in this world and created this world so that I could accomplish something great. But you see some people who walk around and they feel that everyone owes them something. Right, this one owes me this, and this one owes me that, and the world owes me this, and life owes me that. So then the Chaver says, that's gaiva. That's arrogance. The world owes me nothing. People owe me nothing. No one owes me anything. So lemaisa, again, to walk around thinking that somehow I'm entitled or I'm owed, says the Chaver, is a form of gaiva. Kilo yeos sheyahar subani adam udaber imo ulevakish memenu davar. Because it's not pleasant. If you look, kilo yeos sheyahar su lo yaskim shia izu lageshes. First of all, again, a person gives off a vibe like this. People won't want to approach him. They won't want to talk to him. They won't want to come next to him. V'im yapilu la'alo se'lov, yivalim b'kolo uberuach svasav yuhumim, ba'onos lohem azus uponim zuafos b'cholis b'cholsha. So we'll say what he's also referring to over here is a person like this who feels that everyone else should be respecting, should be honoring him, has a very difficult time with his interpersonal interactions. Because he has difficulty dealing with people, and as a result, people don't really want to deal with him. There's another Baal Gaiva. He feels that he is so important. That he feels that what? Literally translated, that it is impossible for Kava to ever separate from him, and Eino Tzarech, he doesn't require any type of external trappings at all. Now, what does that mean? Ula haros hadavar hazeh, ya'ase ma'asim ki ma'ase ha'anav, v'yafriz al midosav, la haros shiflos godol va'anav adkeger. So this is interesting. So this third category of Baal Gaiva, so he is such a Baal Gaiva that he acts humble. I mean, that he's so arrogant that he feels, I am so great, I don't even need to act great. In fact, for me, the only way for me to conduct myself is to somehow, quote-unquote, conceal my greatness. I mean, my greatness is too great to be beheld by the world. I mamash have to conduct myself like an anav. And he engages in these forms of these displays of incredible humility, which, of course, are not genuine. V'libo misnase b'kir bolimor. And his heart, however, is so arrogant inside, saying, Ani kol kach ram v'kol kach nechbad. I am so great, so elevated. Shekvar ini tzarech l'kavod. I am so great that I don't even need kavod. I'm so great, I don't even need kavod. Ve'im li ela levater alav. So for me, I'm so great that I have to learn to be mevater on my kavod. Shekvar rav hu etzli. There's another, supposed to, he's just going through just the different ways that gaiva manifests itself. So he says over here that there's another Baal Gaiva. V'yimatze geya acher, sherotze lios nirsham harbein b'ma'alosav, ulis yachid b'dvarav. This individual ultimately wants to be recognizable in his actions, and to be unique in his ways. Ad shelo dai lo shiyahaluhu kala olam alamalo shu chosif shiyishbo. And it's not enough for people to praise him about all the milas that he thinks he has. Elo shirotze sha'od yarbu lahosif fitilaso shehu anav sheba anavim. So I'll say, so this next category of Balgaiva is such a Balgaiva that not only does he want to be praised for the attributes that he has, but he wants to be praised from people how humble he is. He wants people to recognize his humility. This person becomes a Balgaiva with his humility. And he wants recognition about how he's running away from kavod. I want people to recognize what a balanava, how humble I am. So I want people to recognize two things. I want them to recognize how great I am, all the great attributes I possess, and I also want them to recognize that despite all of the incredible God-given gifts that I have, despite how great I am so ridiculously humble. I want them to recognize both of those things. He says, "V'hine geya kaze yosim atzmo tachas kitana mimenu harbe, otachas nivzim sheva'am." And a person like this will engage in behavioral displays of humility, placing himself again in a very low place, with very lowly people. Shiyachshov laharos bazeh tachlis hanava, because he's trying to demonstrate his humility to everyone. Ukvar lo yirtze bishum toar mitari hagidula. He doesn't want any titles, no honor. He doesn't want, bless you, any kind of covet. And I will say, so again, this individual, so he puts on a good show of gaiva. He looks of anava. He looks like a balanava. The difficulty is that what he wants recognition and covet for his anava, for his incredible displays of humility. So the Ramchal writes, we'll just read this last phrase, Va'anam Geyim Kaela, Afa Pishaluch Ora Marim Asmam Anovim, Lo Yibatsu Mikhsholos Lahem, Shebeli Yidi Asam Tia Miskali Kavasa. So we'll say, for these individuals who really are not humble people, but are really exceedingly arrogant people, what they don't realize is no matter how much they try to hide their arrogance, the arrogance will come out. Kelehava hayotze mibein hacharosim. Ultimately, again, like fire that comes out from between the shards of earthenware. So I'll say it's incredible yisod. We'll stop over here. What the Mechaber is saying is like this, is that gaiva is one of those things, and this is also about saying, that if somebody is exceedingly arrogant, it's just a matter of time until they say something or do something that shows their incredible arrogance. No matter how good the show, no matter how intense, no matter how convincing the facade may be, no matter how much a person tries to broadcast a message of anava, if a person possesses gaiva in their heart, the gaiva will come out. So we'll stop over. We'll pick up a message from here tomorrow.